truth is, we actually touched upon the sugya, if you remember, when we began the last sugya, because it came up in the Mishnah of Ayin Beis and Beis. Let's just begin, quickly review. We spoke about, I think it was last week when we did the sugya, we started the sugya, maybe the week before. The mission I am based on is a mekadesh es ha'isha amanas she'en oleh ha'nadorim v'nimtzo leh ha'nadorim en ha mekudeshes kin sestav v'nimtzo leh ha'nadorim teitzah shelo b'ksubim amanas she'en ba mumin v'nimtzo ba mumin en ha mekudeshes kin sestav v'nimtzo leh mumin teitzah shelo b'ksubim kol ha'mumim ha'posim b'kohan and posim b'noshim. That's the mission of I am based on advice with which we started. Frek Tosfos amanas she'en oleh ha'nadorim teim aliri Mayer, I'm not sure if it's down Nami, the paragraph of P. Kazvin and Shlotoch of Arusa by Sistro Betruma, same as Simple. Simple means that something is, it's a Pitl Mecca, either because of the Dora, because of Mumim. So they give technical answers, which I'm not going to go through the Sugga again. Two technical answers, which are very relevant and different from each other, but we're not going to say, we want to look at the answer of the Tosus Rid, which we saw, and of Ayin Dalam and Aleph, use all Chazar. Ayin Dalet and Aleph from both sides. The Tosfos read. Everyone, please take one of these. Tosfos says, "Ikashya Tama Dahari Daasni Bahada Hudlo Havi Kiddushin." Stama Havi Kiddushin. Lo Amidah Devei Kiddushin Tos. Uliel BePerakaf Alpi Amarnu Arusa Eino Ochelas BeTruma Mishum Simpa Dilma I Mishtaka BaMumin Havi Mekach Tos Lo Havi Kiddushin. Without it tonight. He gives a different terence, very important terence. Yeshlama, the vare b'shar mumin kol hani detnan shekol mumin up posim b'kohan and posim b'noshim. He asked me alai who do lo have a kiddushi, have a mistam have a kiddushi, because they're minor blemishes. Yeah, they're enough to pass the koyin, but not more than that. Abu mumin amechuorim kol reach apev reach achol kol makas shebegufa. I feel the mistam have a mekachtos. I mean the chashina b'shem simple. A very critical Tosfos Rid, two different levels of movement. A plain level of regular movement, which are applied to Kohanim as well, is only going to be bucked if you made it tonight. And a major movement, here's a couple of examples. There's a very bad odor from the mouth, from the nose, or some kind of serious wound in the body. Those are much more serious wounds, more serious, but those are not Marmakomas, by the way, they're new Marmakom machines. You can hear them, those who can get. So in those situations, this kedushin can be bottled, even in the absence of a tanai. At the gemara later, at the gemara earlier about simpo. This we spoke. This always that we saw now, just now in the first part of today's shiur, we already saw this before. But we looked at Ayin Beis. It was on the Maran Makomos then. The Mishnah with the Tosfos with the Tosfos Rid. Even with the Shita Mekubetzes, who was bothered, he wants to know the fact that Tosfos did not give the Rid's teretz. Does that mean that Tosfos argues? That would be bad. We by us that the Rid is critical. Would it be true that in case that the fact that Tosfos didn't give this teretz means that Tosfos argues? So that we saw a little bit is not necessarily the case for one of two reasons. We saw in the past from the Shita Mekubetzes who discusses this explicitly. This is the last and the last Marmon Kama Shita. Shita Mekubetzes, Exubis. So this is found explicitly, this discussion. There we go. Hikshibatisis. This time we saw this discussion. Kiddush Revash Kosev. Yesh Mishim Mechalek Yom. The hacha b'stam mumin, going to call a mumin a posim b'kohan. That's nothing. But simpon mumin gedolim, he gives a different example. Bal pulipus. Now, where the words bal pulipus, which the Rivash says, and reach apeh, which the Rid said, where'd they get this from? What they pull it out of a hat? Take a look, Rabosai, in the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin Amanal. That Mishnah is an important Mishnah. What does it say there? Elu shekofen osu lahotzi. Mukashkinu bal polipus. Okay? That's where bal polipus comes from. And the Gemara explains, my bal polipus, or my view to my shmur reech hachotem, or reech hapeh. Oh, it all comes to one place. Right? the Rivash, the Rid, they're saying the same thing. What did the Kava say? So why did Tosfos say that? But Tosfos l'chilu came from the Sfilu, as we saw already last time. Ein lecha mum gadol meisha nadronis. L'chein hikshu kishyasam al ha-reisha uvenadar hikshu lehej al ha-seifa the movement the hainu simple mamash vudu. So it's a technicality. The reason why they didn't, why the Tos didn't like the Teretz because of the question of nadarim. And they consider nadarim, Rabbi Osai, nadarim to be a what? What? Look what it says. Ein lecha mum gadol meisha nadronis. Is that really true? If you ask me, I wouldn't have said that way. There's no greater woman than the woman who takes the door. Seems to me, I'm a simple Kabbalah Bata Shayid. Okay, but that's what the Rivash says, or the Shita Mekubetz actually says, to explain why it is that Tosis did not give the teretz of the Rivash and the Rid. Fine? So Tosis would agree. Interestingly, Rabbi Osai, Shut Igros Moshe. Now, Shut Igros Moshe is found on today's Maram HaKamis. I didn't expect you to get there that fast, but let's, once we're ready on this particular topic, let's take a quick look. Let's see what it says there. This is one of the most important topics of the day. What's considered Kedusha Tos and what is not? There's a whole... Those who don't know what's going on in the halachic world today know this is a major issue. And as I always like to say, let's discuss the issue and shed some light and stop shedding heat. Let's see what the Gemara says, let's see what the Rishonim says, what the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Poskim say before the tumult of today. Okay? That's very, very important. People sometimes get carried away with all kinds of things. What's the case? Is it big enough for you, comment in the back? I'm not sure if it's... Can you see it? Yeah.
I have it here.
Oh.
Well, I can't.
You can't see it? Okay, let's make it bigger. Much bigger.
Better.
Much better. How do you get this out?
Just click settings again.
Okay, goodbye. Bin ish she'en lo gvura sanosh. Can't do a ma'isa biya. Ho'ez a mikodem ha'kiddush. En lo takon lo lisrape. Ha'bal ha'ros l'gasha u'borach. Anyway, Purim. Today's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Purim Katan. I've heard Moshe talked about Shuvah Purim. If you look at the Avnei Meluim, Shut Avnei Meluim, in the back, it's a complicated Aguna Shaila. It's dated by the whole long Shaila. And he responded, Yud Dalet Tishrei, some year or other. Erev Sukkos. You and I are running like chicken on our heads. And here he's sitting writing a Shuvah Aguna. Avnei Meluim and Erev Sukkos. So Rav Moshe wrote in Purim Katan. Maybe he was going to have written on Purim Gadol too, Rav Moshe. You know, these are Gedolei Olam. Purim Katan, 1951. Okay? Many Anofim here, and we don't have time to look at all these Anofim. Much of what we actually spoke about, if you remember correct, those are good memories, we were back in that Mem Zayin, with that big Tosin of the Beis, with the Sugin Babakama, that Kuf Yud, with Mukashchin, with Mumo, with the Ramon. This we spoke about the first part. But the second part, that's what's called Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. But Anaf, Dalet and Hay is related to our sugya. Let's start. Look what happens over here. Bihine. Hold on a second, please. Oh. Talking about Ksuba Sain Gimel, so I mean, I'm getting already nervous. We shouldn't be skipping these things right now, but we'll skip it anyway because we'll come back. I want to get to one particular point over here. Talk about our sugya. Nimtzu mumim gedolim. Watch this. Shemetchila in a motzi klal. He says, Rav Moshe says, the reason why Tosfos didn't give the teretz of the Shita Mekubetzes is, you know why? It's not Shriach. It's not Shriach. Inside, but I'm not finding it. Signs his name. I must have passed it before. The question becomes: in our sugya, there are two different levels of nedarim, of movement rather. There's movement gedolim, and there's not movement, regular movement, which are like, you know, which are possible to kahuna. So Tosus Rid makes a distinction. Tosus himself does not. Why not? I told you that Shita Mekubetzes gave a technical answer. What? There's no greater boom than nadronis. Nadronis. Wait, you found it?
I saw
Loshriach. Yeah, I saw Loshriach too, but I'm trying to find the words Loshriach and explaining explicitly why Tosis didn't give the teretz of the Shita Mekubetzes. Mm-hmm. I'm finding it directly. It's somewhere in this tshuva. Way off. Okay, whatever it may be, somewhere in this tshuva, he says as follows, that the reason why, you'll find it yourself, the reason why, Rabbi Osai, toasting, not the terrace of the Tosfos Rid, not the Rivosh's terrace, a little bit hard for us to understand, for a different reason. It's lo shriach, and lo shriach, lo gozru rabbanon. As opposed to the case of a regular mum, which is by Kohanim, which is regular, then Gozu Rabbanon. That's Rav Moshe's explanation of why Tosus didn't give the explanation which the Tosus Rid and the Rivash gave. Let's just look one more time. Let's start from here. Minolan shegazer af a mumen gedom shlematzu klal. Habe makomas matzino chilib exeth drabanan lo shicha lo gazru. There, Rabbi Rav Chista, that's the Gemara which we saw last week on daf ayin gimel amid beis, where they say that if it's in certain situations, you would need to get either midrabanan or mishum safek, then mumen mamatzu in yoser. To ayin b'isha shekol mum posilbo. Gam hei mumen keelu shaharbe mitzvatzen lisa b'mumen elu. When the men of Mizeg have a movement of Gedolim, Kailanis, Vechadome, Tlo Shrichi Klal, Etzem Amum. Kisa Tosu Rosh, Lo Motsu Klal, Mishi Yisras, Nisa Alans, Kamkin Gozru. Okay? That's what I want to show that first part. Fine. Vim Kain. Benim Tzu Mumi Gedolim, Shemetchila in a Motsu Klal, and Mokom Loma Shigzru Afachumru, Deisha Sish. Ubefrach and you do a klal she af mirchen about to disrata the nasa isha tzira the mish any yachal livo the mistabesh af achas leka she disrata beze. This is what Moshe is saying. I'm not finding exactly that line, but Farish. Okay, maybe it's not here. Whatever it may be, but Moshe is in effect saying, because it's lo shchiach, that's why they never made a gzeirah. So why don't they give the answer of the Rivosh and the Rid? Because you can't say as simple as in such a big such a moon. Because lo shchiach, there wouldn't be goes that no arusa gedi truma because it's a remote chance it's happening. Not true. Atkan, according to Rabbi Moshe, it's going to come out, Rabbi Osai, it's going to come out that any mum of this type, which is such a great mum, according to Rabbi Moshe, she was never married in the first place. This is Chelek Aleph Simon Ayin Test. We didn't see the whole tshuva yet, there's much more to be seen. Just to give you a, what we call headlines. And then, in discussing this issue, Rabbi Osai, it's going to come out that any mum, maybe it's at the very beginning, any mum which is so great that if the mum would have happened after the marriage, we would force him to divorce her. Any such mum, Rabbi Osai, if it happened before the marriage and she didn't know about it, Rabbi Moshe Paskins, the marriage is absolutely no marriage. No marriage? Not a marriage in the first place. That's where the idea of Tulipu Echaper, we saw in the written and revised, came from. That's Rabbi Moshe's psak. Yes, I'm sorry.
How is that possible at the time of Kedushin? It wasn't even existent. So
why not?
You said it happens after.
Sure. He contract whatever Baal Polipus means. It's a condition, and the condition began after the Kiddushin. What's wrong? Why can't it be? Why is it impossible? Yes.
What if there's a suspect that there's a move, really? Like for example, there's before she gets married, let's take out some pre-disease symptoms. She gets married and then finds out that she has this sort of move. Would that?
What'll happen? You're asking an excellent question. What'll happen if we can establish now, listen carefully to this question, I'm amplifying a question. We can establish now that the root cause of this terrible disease or whatever other condition existed for certain before the marriage. But no one knew about it. Maybe you couldn't even know about it. It hadn't come out yet. But when it comes out, it turns out retrospectively that it had to have been there from birth or from an early or before. That's your question. Mm-hmm. That's an excellent question. I didn't want to talk about that question today, but since you asked the question, I think we have to talk about it. This could be a very serious question. Halacha lamaisa. Halacha lamaisa mamish. It happens particularly with respect to certain psychiatric illnesses where, you know, it's latent. No one knows about it. Nobody knows. No, I'm not trying to fool them. Nobody knows. It comes out later. When it comes out, this kid doesn't come out when you're 22. If it happens when you're 22, you had it since you were 2. Just that it just doesn't come out until later on. That's your question. Uh-huh. I didn't want to go right away to this thing called the cold svi, which I brought up many copies of, but since you asked the question, we'll go there first. We'll go a little bit out of order. I brought enough copies, I think, for everybody. There's one more still here on the desk. If you don't have, please take it. And if there's not enough, I apologize. We'll get more. So the Kol Tzvi came out officially. It's supposed to be whatever what year it was, but the Maisa came out a while ago. And the first article I wrote it. It's called Kiddushei Tovs. And we're not going to read the whole article together, but this particular thing which you raised is found at towards the very beginning. Okay.
Is there any way for screening?
No, something that cannot be screened. I want to show you on page Bays. Page Bays. One of the things discussed over here is islandness. They're both islandness because, you know, comes up in Tosis and Zion Bays. It's a very, very bad thing. And no one wants to match with islandness. Okay? Take a look on page Bays, paragraph Ugedolamizum. Ugedolamizum, because of Ramban, Yavamas Bays and Bays. Quote, Zehadin of Tsaros islandness, those who know Yavamas know. Benose kitana, aval gedola la mekach tosu utzricha get. You know why? Eshahoyolo livdok. One of our major themes is going to be in this discussion. What do you mean tos? Should have checked it out. You buy a house, right? And You don't bother sending an engineer to check to see what the, you know, whether the roof is intact. So you cannot have a formal claim of kedushato of mekachtos. Should have checked. Everyone puts in an engineer. You bother an engineer, so you know you can have some kind of a maybe a moral tiny. You sold me a house with the roof is cracked, but on a formal basis, there's no tiny. Should have sent an engineer. So yes, should have checked. So if she's above 12, she's an islandist, says the Ramban. No, not a mekachtos. Should have checked. How do you check? I don't know. I went to Merichutz in those days. They had public bathhouses. As we saw that. Remember we saw that in the previous sugya? Everyone remember? So did they. But if she's 4'12", you can't tell she's now. No, it's pre-puberty. Al kaponim itos Rabban Muchach. The av shalom mischashim removim sheyispatchu be'asid kedei lehechoshev mekach o kiddush etos. Obviously you can't worry about something that's going to develop later on. I'll sell you a cow, and the cow will get sick and die, so the sale is invalid. It's ridiculous. But when I sold you the cow was okay. Everyone follow me? Mikomakom, if sheyizgale hamum be'asid hadavar barur shoyakayim b'shas hamekav ha'kidushin rak lehoya nikar the nidon kitos. It's called a tos. V'chein adin, we'll get to this a little bit later, b'yayim v'nim tzachom v'tzachakach. I sold you wine, it became vinegar. Shebor libisov shebishas hamekach asir lios chometz. It was obviously not all wine becomes vinegar. It was something wrong with the wine from the beginning. Av shlohaya nika bishato. That would be considered to be a mekach tos. And that's a difficult idea. In any event, here I wrote l'chor nafkamina b'machlas nefesh chamura, a serious mental illness. Dib yesh din kiddushay tos, we'll see the nose gimel. Hadin kain, afim lohoya niker bishas kiddushin. Kol sheboro lebesof, shemish as kiddushin, asido hamachalo lehispateach. How do you like that? It's your question. Page Bays. Doesn't mean I'm right, but your question was considered by at least somebody a few years ago. Okay? This is exactly your question, right?
Yeah.
So in my opinion, if you'll say that he hid from her the fact that he was institutionalized, we'll see those tshuvas later on, that marriage is not a good marriage. If that's the case, the same would be true if he didn't hide it. He didn't even know about it. But when it develops later, it's that kind of a disease that all the psychiatrists say it doesn't start now. It had to be there from birth. That would also be kedushei tos, in my opinion, based on this particular situation. Got it? Now, speaking of examples of psychiatric illness, just got a quick peek. V'dvashote imumum gadol levat l'kiddushin im lo yoda k'she'ef sh'laseget. This is written Nisan 1955 to Baltimore. What happened over here? A woman got married. After a few weeks, he disappeared. Ran to his father's house. Can't get again. His father won't let anybody talk to him. Because chole b'machlas shtus sheyorei me'anoshim. He's afraid of people. I'm not sure what's the diagnosis. The guy's afraid of people. There must be some diagnosis. I don't know what it's called. Afraid of people. And the father's afraid. People walk in, they'll get even more sick. She's 14 years in Aguna. This is how the problem started, Rabbi Elsai, in 1941. Help! Three rabbis went to the military hospital in Ferry Point. It's very important. Because the Pesach Frank has a shayla about Ferry Point. Obviously the same shayla was sent to two great rabbis, Rabbi Moshe in America and Rabbi Pesach in Yerushalayim. Two of the, probably, the greatest posts of the day. There you go. They wrote both Jewish, they were both moderate. But you know it's the same shayla because of Ferry Point. How many people could be in Ferry Point? It was a few months in. The doctors don't let him out. They promised in the house. They wrote in Mumchash Nichta Mishnas Lamed Ches Mesparim 1938. Hey, ki yumeshuga gomer, kama yaholech orom, umaabed mashen osno avachadom. He's going around naked, and he could lose whatever you gave him. And four doctors signed in 44. They said it started in 38, and the Rofim seemed to say, af bizman shlo hoya niker olav in yoni ashtus, but you couldn't tell. She mishnas memalef the mispar in 41, hoya chamisha chadoshim b'tzava. Hey, American Army in 1941. They wouldn't put up a sugar in the American Army. They knew about it. V'akwe sh'nishtachim b'nei sh'nosov nosa achare avur achare avur shloshim as yish hazos. So he got out and he married a woman. She didn't know he was crazy. Ke lo hoya nika lo siman ishtus. De me nika bo siman ishtus. Lo hoya mekabin osa betzavav lo hoya hoysa nisus lo. Gamach ishe borach pisa mi besav. His nadev shu lava betzavav. Hoya shem erach shtei shanim. What's going on? He ran away from his wife. Went back to the army for 2 years. They didn't see he was crazy. Ferry Point. Nonetheless, the doctors say he was already there. Be'etzem b'chol eis mipam arishin shenechle b'shnas lamet ches. From 38 and on, he was certainly sick. Shekhe sholosh shanim konim nisuin. She didn't know he was sick in 38. She didn't know. The parents hid it. Not only that, the rabbi saw in the hospital a letter from his mother, who explains the state of her son in detail. Miyom Hivoldo. And there the letter says that her daughter-in-law, that's this woman, doesn't know anything before. Maybe we should say Pintel Kiddushin. She would have known his Meshuggah. She never would have married him. Wow. 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 So, Ramosha says, I mean, let's go right to the point. It won't help. You can't live with a shoytim. Why? Here's Rav Moshe, Rav Osei. This expression that's open to the Gemara on the Ayin Zayin. This is such an important remission. This is the most critical line right over here. This expression, Rabbi Osai, Ayin Zayin Omer Aleph Mesech Tuxubis, is the last few medium-sized lines. And Adam Dorim Nachash B'Kfifa. If you look on the side, it says, expression is found elsewhere as well, but it's also found in Yevamos, Rabosai, Anav Kuf Yud Beis. Same expression. So it says Anav. What does it say over here? Adam shenishtadach anisun mayochol garish. They would force him. It says in Ayin Zayin sheish shvarazu they not enough kufifa kovon hotzi. Amar Rav, but when any zav any mefarnes yotzi tenksuba mishum daf shechol nechufa olazun. And Shmuel says, no, and I'm dumb nachash b'kvifa. V'yotu shekofim b'shotum l'garish toysim naf ayin. Hai Shmuel argues, there's another way out. Force him to feed her. No other way out. He would agree, presumably. Watch this. Ken kochim b'shota shevadayish kukadar nachash b'kvifa. When he's healthy, you can force him to give a get. Watch this. Very important. Tur Ebenezer. Shuvas Harosh. Ish ha-mishtata b'day yom v'yom. And he's maturif. You don't force him to divorce. Why? Because only those are found in the Ayin Zayin. Ramosha is against the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone see inside? So Ramosha critical. Aber pasht de hemi hem ayu rak bis pikeach shu kason mitzad bi doso hara. Vlosh nam shtate mi de yom ve yom shkasu hu rak she mit kaso osa meise shote beturuf. He's completely sane. You know what he's doing, Rav Elsayin? There are too many of these women. He's controlling her with threats. If you don't behave, I'll beat you up. Unfortunately, I belong to a group called the Shalom Task Force. Unfortunately. One of your family members is very involved in that group. People are being beaten up by their husbands. A terrible thing. Terrible. They're not insane. They're very sane. They want to rule the roost. How you rule the roost? With force. He does crazy things. She can make sure doesn't get angry. That's why you don't force the divorce. Avak shu shote, so never the number of kivachas, shen shach li zora, ven shach li faiso, came and she also shlobidas, vada yodu shekofin, emach yochel li ten get, go be itim shot, itim chol. Rabosai, I had a case. The case is also in here. It's in this maimer. I lost this case. You don't win them all. I tried to get a kedusha tos and I lost. No, the rabbanim wouldn't listen to me. Let me see if I can find it over here in this maimer somewhere. Let's see if I can find it. Here it is. Page Ches. Quote Rav Moshe in the first paragraph. The Har Tzvi, she pens exactly the same case. And apparently I wrote over here in paragraph 2, he was never hospitalized until after the marriage. Right? We saw this. The whole hospital was in 44. Right? And when he married, he couldn't tell. Since he was already assured of 38, So we said it's a... Then I wrote over here, paragraph Uvda, the last two lines. What I spaced, I wrote in Os Aleph, Kontra Ramban, in the Yivamas base, Hadin Kane, not only if he was found out in 38 that he was Meshuggah Lagamri. Hadin Kane, Afim lo fiu simon ishota bepol lefnei kiddushin. Kol sharofa meidim, shachol izdeh, sheyotza lepol achare kiddushin. Your Shaila. Now the next case where I lost. We just saw in Rav Moshe. Here in this case of Kufnun Dalit, he and she, they're both sane, and they could prevent this situation from happening. He should calm down, and she should try to calm him down. An expert psychiatrist, and everybody knows psychiatrists, asked the same child over the weekend, let me know what they say. The Gam Machalas, and here's a Hebrew translation, see if you can figure out what the English is. Anyone in the mental health major or something like that? No one's majoring in that? Nobody? Can't get any money? Okay. Hafra'at Nafshit Givulit. What's that?
Borderline
personality syndrome. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Who heard of it? Raise your hand if you heard of it. Bichlal Zeh. Now, sometimes rabbis think, it's only a borderline case. Not so bad. Who knows what the word borderline means? It's not a borderline between normal and sick. Oh, no. It's a borderline between neurotic and psychotic. That's the borderline. He goes back and forth. Neurotic means he knows what's going on in this world, but he's not well. Psychotic means he's delusional. He does know what's going on in this world. And it's possible that when he's beating up his wife, he thinks she's a tomato. Shem Yirach. It's possible.
Why is he beating up? That's the
I ask what we call the kashif amais. You're thinking like a rational person. The person is delusional. He doesn't. Doesn't know what's going on in the world. That's called psychotic. Is that correct? I think that's the definition of psychotic. He doesn't know what's going on in the world. He's not doing it because of out of anger. He's out of illness. Rachmana litzlan. The yesh v'niyah psichoti. Kolomar. She'ein lo achizah b'mitziyut. He's delusional. Doesn't know what's going on in the world. V'zehu shota shlo midas k'shemikos Moshe. V'tzarech in ledina. I went to my big rabbonim to try to get the case to pass him this way. Went all up to Rabbi Avadya. Rabbi Avadya refused to be matter it. And I think the real reason he refused to be matter was it wasn't firmly enough established that these were the facts. It's true. He was right. Borderline personality syndrome was diagnosed by a relative who saw his interactions, what he was doing. Said, this is my psychiatrist from my community told me that in contrast to some other psychiatric illnesses, which are very hard to diagnose, even said something, even OCD, even bipolar, not always so easy to diagnose. He said, this borderline, it's classic. You can see it. I couldn't see it. Anyone with a degree can see it right away. He thought that it was clear that if this person, even though it wasn't a formal visit, diagnosed it as such, we could rely upon it. Rabbanan didn't agree. So Nebuch, poor woman, still Laguna to my knowledge. Yes?
Wouldn't you say that a hitter, that's a terrible moment?
That a hitter?
A hitter, a man.
A hitter.
A hitter.
A hitter becomes a hitter after he gets married, he becomes a hitter. He doesn't hit it before the marriage.
Mm, he doesn't hit her, but he acts out.
Okay, so number one, he hits someone else if he's going to hit his wife. Number two, let me tell you a sad story. Very sad story. We dealt with it very recently. He was a hitter before the marriage. He beat her up before they got married. They were living together without marriage. Mom beat her up to the pulp. Guess what? She married him.
She's sick.
Yeah, she's sick, but they can't take the chateaus. She knew he was a hitter. That's what. No one ever marry a hitter. I have a riot for carrot. At least this one woman married a hitter. And I'm telling you, there's many, 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 many more than one. I've tell you cases. A guy was a hitter, and the woman ran away. Got a get. Now someone else is going out with him. So the woman, the ex does the right thing. She gets word to the new girl that he's a hitter. I'll tame the lion. I'll marry him anyway. Mice, I'm telling you, this has happened repeatedly in my experience. I'm not a marriage counselor. I'm single. I'm twice with you. That's a reality. I'm telling you, ask anyone in the field, they'll tell you it's a reality. Unfortunately. Yes?
But what if you were to find out that they felt forced to marry him?
Forced to marry. Why are you forced to marry him? Say
from
no.
His parents or something.
Who cares? Parents. You don't have to marry him. Let me tell you a piece of good advice. Don't ever feel forced to marry anybody. You marry someone who you want to marry. Don't tell me my father told me my boyfriend. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but if he's someone who's very abusive, it's very possible she felt if she didn't marry him that he would...
He'll die. He'll commit suicide.
Yeah.
Rabosa, if a girl ever tells you, if you don't marry me, I'll commit suicide, take me to... Don't marry her.
No.
Let
no,
her
no,
jump. No. It's not your achrayus.
No, in terms of if... She doesn't marry him, yeah. He'll beat her up even more.
Hire an armed guard. That's ridiculous. Run away. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, I'm just showing you excerpts, Rabosa, if you have some free time over Shabbos. Everyone can take a copy of this. It's just, I wouldn't have even gone this way, only because of what we spoke about, his question, which is, I don't remember this whole Maamar Baal Peh, but this is going to be, we're not going to limit ourselves to what's written here, but if you know what's in here, it'll be really helpful in our discussions. Yeah.
So there's also a lot of psychiatric conditions which can be controlled by medication.
That's another question. What are they controlled by medication? That's a good question. Borderline cannot.
Okay.
There's no medications for borderline. Doesn't exist.
But what happens if they stop taking medication?
You stop. You have a bechira chavshus not to stop. That's the problem.
Can the wife presumably she knew that he had this condition and that he's been taking the medication. can she, if he refuses to take medication again?
You can't say it's Kedushay Tov, so maybe he would have taken the medication. That's a decision which is reached later on. The Kitzer, Rabbi said, before we go away from my Inbezim and Beis, let's just see the islanders. We'll have to get to an island in greater detail later on. I just want to show you to refresh your memories. Where Tosfos on the Ayin Beis and Beis asked the Kasha. The Tomah, the last 15 narrow lines. It's Chazara. The Mad the Pirish is the Kitcher Stam Tzricha Get. Maishna the Nimtzis Islandis Ain a Tzricha Get. Last four narrow lines, Sarah Lachalik, they moved the islands to Shamumin. It's a much more serious mum. So Tosfos has a serious mum in the case of islanders. The Sheet of Megubetzis has the same serious moment in the case of what? Baal Polypus. Would Tosis argue Baal Polypus? Perhaps not, for one of two reasons. Either the Sheet is technical reason. Why? Because it's not worse than the nether. Or because of the reason which I attributed to Ramosha, whether he said explicitly or not, we'll have to get to see, because it's Lo Shchiach. And then after those Zerisim by Lo Shchiach. So now let's say goodbye for the moment to that Ayin Beis and Beis and start Ayin Dalim and Beis, which is today's Mar Makomis. Rabosa, the Shia is halfway done. We haven't started the Mar Makomis yet. That's normal. This is par for the course. Okay? Let's now start today's Mar Makomis. Tana Rabbanan, the top one on Ayin Dalim and Beis. Holcha Eitzel Chocham V'Hitira V'Kudeshes. Rashi. Holcha Acha Kiddushin Eitzel Chocham V'Hitira V'Nandorim. The Kudeshes. What happened over here? He made a condition, he married on the condition, there's no Nadarim. So, they won Nadarim. How can this be? It's a Rofe, Veripe also, and the Kudeshes. Mabin Chacham the Rofe, says the Gemara, Chacham, Okir, Sineta, Mekoro. Rofe, the Merape, the Mekano, the Habo, Rashi. It's a Rofe, Veripe also, and a Mumin, Okir, Sineta, Mekoro, Shere Poseach, Lo, Becharot, Avadat, the Hochi, Mikonadris, Yamas, Lo. Chacham omer lo hari hu bo liyod lichliyod ikach hilkoch lav neder hu b'yom mutaloch. Then it's the commission of Ola Olea b'shas kiddushin. You all know this, didn't you? Everyone living in the dorm here, a little bit in the dorm. Hataras the dorm of the husband only works mikana lahaba. Hataras the dorm works made of the mafreya. This is basics, right? Everyone knows this. Basics. Okay, but rofi mikana lahaba. Aval ad hashem says Rashi hoyo oleho. Nimsa Shabashas Snayani Kiddushin hit a soul. That is one of the most important words on this page. She fooled him. She tricked him. She fooled him. Why Rashi felt compelled to say that word, we'll see. Keep that. Don't ever forget that word. Don't ever forget it. Okay? Frek the Gemara. Vatanya, it's a chacham vihitira, it's a rofe vihitira, it's a mekudeshes. Whoa. It says Rashi Kasha Chacham Achacham. In one case, one Brisa says Mikudeshes. One Brisa says Eina Mikudeshes. We're going to skip the long Sugas of Gemara. The Gemara says really should be, it should really be Mikudeshes, because the Neder is retroactively nullified. Right? And the one who says not that way, because ein adam rotash et tisbaze ishto bebezdin. Rashi chadat adachi lo kitsh. Interesting. I don't want to marry a woman. I have to go to Bezdin to have a Torah Nadar. Interesting. People have interesting papers. Atkan, the Teretz Rabosai of Rabba. It says Rabba should be Rabba. Everyone see? Have Rabba on your side? It has to be Rabba. Why? I don't have to be Rabba. I'm so smart. Because enough ayin heyim and aleph, it says, Rav Amar, about the 10th line, that has to be Rabbi, that's it. Rav Amar, no. Hacha b'isha chashuva askina. Referring to an important woman. Amar, lo nichli di itzvi b'krovo seho. Rashi. Rav Amar, ha dekatani eitzel chacham v'itira. Eina mukadeshes. Why? Why? It was a Taras Nadarim. Why? The Nadarim doesn't exist retroactively. Isha Chashuva Bas Gedolim. Tafilu Lamandama wrote to Adam Shabbaz Ishta Bebezdim. Hocha Omar. He Efshi Bisha Nadronis. The get Nami Lo Nichali. Why? Just give her a get. It's a big deal. Why? Nichali Mesa. Why? Lo. The itzer be'ima of achosa. What if a man is married to a woman, he can never marry a mother, a sister. For lo yinichali the levi kedushin, I'd rather not be married. If he never was married, he'd say she has a very beautiful sister, wants to marry the sister. So if he never was married to Rachel, he can now marry Leah. Otherwise not. If Yaakov, he was an exception, as we all know. Okay, enough for now. So with me so far. Rabos, you got it? This is a very critical Gemara over here.
So a person would rather with a gedolus be able to marry somebody else in the family than
If you're gonna annul the marriage on the grounds that there were nedarim there at the time that he married him, and he said explicitly, I will marry on the condition of no nedarim, and she fooled him and they won nedarim, even though she later on, what'd she do? She obliterated the nedarim retroactively. He'll still say, no, I don't want it. I'm not interested.
So I have a BS nose?
That's right. That's what it says. The truth is, to be honest, it's not clear in the sugya there was nisun. Because so far we're talking about kiddush. The Gemara talks about kin sestam. But maybe even yes. That's a question to answer. Frank the Gemara. Ihachi, sefer de katani. Aval hu shaholach etzel chacham v'itiro. Etzel rofe v'riposo. Miku deshes. Both sides. Wow. There's a first touch with a mum, not in the woman, but in the man. We haven't, am I right? We're learning a whole year together. Have we seen a case of a mum and a man? Am I right? All the cases of mum, woman, woman? I'm not sure my memory's serving me.
Talking about mum for a coin.
Yeah, a mum, you're a coin. A mum for a coin, has to have a mum. But if a kohen had a mum, that equivalent for a woman would be the topic of our discussion. We're not discussing a case of a woman married to a man and he has a mum. I don't remember commenting until now. If I'm wrong, you let me know. But here it is. Yes, we did it by Baal Polipus. That's a mum. That's a mum that happened possibly after the marriage. If he forced him to divorce her or not. Here's the first case of a mum before the marriage. What's the din? What does it say? If the mum or the neder were eliminated by a chacham and a rofe respectively, mikudeshes. What does that imply, Rabbi Osai? If the mum was not undone, then what?
Enu mikudeshes.
Now, this might be limited to a case, but it was a condition. I'm marrying you on the condition you have no mum. Yeah, I have no mum. And then he has mum, then she's not married. If the woman were not healed, if they were healed, she is married. Frek the Gemara, why? List the ainam mekudeshes. Man the same as a woman. V'leima hacha ba'adam chashav askinam. The yamra lo nichali the yitzer b'kreime. Good for the goose is good for the gander. Say the same thing. Abel, who says Rashi, the first narrow line, yeah. So why is it different? Answer to Gemara. She'll be satisfied in this case where he had a nether, he had a mum and was healed or undone. Kidder Rish Lakish. There's the famous Gemara. The Rish Lakish, Tabla Mesef, Tabla Mesef, Armalu. Rashi, Tandu Guf Shnayim, Moshel Hedrid Hu, Shanoshim Omros, Tov L'Shevesim Guf Shnayim, Yishevas Almona. Here a woman would rather be married in this case, the man would rather not. Stop here for the moment. What's the case, Rabosai? So the whole world tumbles. You see, even as a man has a mum, Afal Pikei, the woman would be willing to marry him. Rabosai, we're referring to a mum which was undone. The chacham was under the rofe under the mum. Then and only then I want to suggest would we say tavla mesav. But in the case in which the man has a mum which cannot be healed by a doctor, ma pitom, who said she'd be willing to settle for a man who has a mum for the rest of her life? Who said? Not when Shaz Babi doesn't say it anywhere. Talmud Rav Mosai, Shas Bavli is silent on this topic. Throughout Shas Bavli, I trust you probably finished, but maybe I wouldn't finish, you will not find a single case where we can say Kiddushei Tos based on a mum and a man. You won't find it. How do I know it's true? Because Gedolei Olam said it's not true. That never happened. Because of Tavla Mesa. Greatest, the most gewaltige Rabbanim. Against Rav Moshe, obviously. Now I want to show you a vort that maybe the application of a present mum in a man is so strong, not only do we say it's the same as in a woman, it's even more than in a woman. Even more of a reason to say they were never married. The opposite of Tavla Mesa. Where did that come from, Rabosai? Maybe those who saw the Ma'amakomos got to the second line. I should have got that far. If you did, you know what I'm saying. If you didn't, you'll see it now. Please turn to the Chochma Shlomo. That's the Marashal. Chochma Shlomo, the bottom of the Marashah. On Daf Ayin Hey Omer Aleph. Those who have my edition of the Marashah Mashal, it's found on page Nunbeis. It's interesting, the new version of the Oz V'Hodar, they split the Marashal in two. Hagos and Chidushim. It makes it a little easy for some people. The last two lines in the Chidushim. The reason why she doesn't want to be married to him, says suggests to Gemara, she doesn't want to be married, be prohibited from marrying his relatives. Why is the Gemara say the reason why she wouldn't want to be married to him? It's because she's now disqualified from marrying his relative. Everyone see the place? You all have it? Yeah. Everyone has a marasha? Marasha is right after the rush. It's a marasha. Every Gemara. So, on the bottom of the marasha, Chochma Shlomo. That's the marasha. In my edition, it's page Nun Beis, the last two lines. The old edition, I can't tell you where it is. It's just the first piece in Chochma Shlomo, Ayin Hayim and Aleph. Everyone see it? What page? 26 in the old Gemaras. Typically, Shulo Yigarshena. You know why she doesn't want to marry him? If he has a mum? Because she's stuck for life. That's the best reason in the world she shouldn't be married to him if he has a mum. He's stuck for life. He, on the other hand, he'll marry her. He doesn't like her, divorce her. If he didn't think about getting divorced on a whim. She is stuck for life. It's the best reason in the world why she wouldn't want to marry him. Who cares about his brother? Who cares? It's much bigger, higher stakes. Much greater tragedy that can ensue. Can't marry his brother, you find another husband. He'll be a guna for the rest of your life. Yesh liyashiv bedochak. The Marshal agrees it's the dochak terrace. Tochi kamer. Lisni eina mekudeshes. Mishum dehi nami omro lo beina bishnadron. She doesn't want a man who does the dorm. Same as he doesn't want a woman who does the dorm. Shere ba'avur zeh hisna imo. That's what she made a condition. Vafilu tomar, shehu rotze lehiskasher. Interesting word. Who wants to give a translation of the word lehiskasher? First, give it to me a literal translation. Literally. What does kasher mean? He's willing to tie himself up. Let's say how. Tie himself up. Sheim yider od. If he takes another neder, sheichayev legarshena, he'll be obligated to divorce her. Sof, Yicholu lemeimar, Lonichali, because of his relatives. How do you like that? How will he tie himself up? How do you tie yourself up? Probably, Apashas is, he'll either swear to do it, he'll put up a tremendous amount of money in escrow to do it, takes one more nether, I'll divorce. So she's not worried about being an aguna, because she has $1 million in escrow. Not going to keep making $1 million. But she's worried about being only about worried about his relatives. At Dochak Teretz, but the Marshal felt compelled to the Teretz because of this consideration. Because Rav Moshe, we'll see it inside later, Fakert, Tam Lemesim is a more powerful, excuse me, the fear cancels the Kiddushin for when it comes to a man's blemish should be easier than a woman's blemish. Because the man can always get out of the wedding marriage by giving her a get. The woman can't. She's out of control. Amazing Marsha. Amazing Marsha. Keep this in mind, Rav Ossai. Very, very important Marsha. Any questions so far? Okay, let's now go back to Tosfos Ayin Daled Amud Beis. Going slow. Chacham Oker HaNeder Meikoro. Let me add something on the Marah Makomos, which I think was omitted inadvertently. Okay, please add this Marah Makom. When you get to the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Lamites. That's the fourth paragraph. Simon Lamites. It says Sif Hey, Vov, Zayin. But the Beit Shmuel is very nice. But I left out Aleph and the Beit Shmuel Dalet. Please add that in. In Simon Lamites, line 4, paragraph 4, add Sif Aleph and Beit Shmuel Sif Katan Dalet. Okay, that was omitted inadvertently. Okay, just keep it in mind. It relates to this Tosfos. Chacham Oker HaNeder Meikaro Ein Lefaresh Debeloshon Talia Milsa. That's what I thought Pshat was. He made a neder. He got married. Amanat She'ein Olayich Either the Dharma Mumin. I thought it's in real time. If the mother puts a ring on her finger. If she had a Hataras Nadarim, it turns out at that point in time retroactively there was no neder. But there was a moment if the doctor takes care of it the next day. That's Tosfos Ein Lefaresh. Why Ein Lefaresh? Shari Kitsha Menas She'ein Ba Mumin V'Hayu Ba Mumin. That's my pshat. What's wrong with that? D.M. Cain Holach Hu Eitzel Arofe V'Rifo Amayom Olekamon D'Mekudeshes. Tosfos asks Akasha from the Gemara of Ayin Hayim and Aleph. The Brisa says that if he goes to a doctor and his mum is cured, it works. Why? The condition wasn't fulfilled. He married on the condition he has no mum and he had mum. If it all depends upon the lush. Ela zok the helik atosvis. Kpedas hamumin toliatam. Depends upon kpeda. Who wants to translate the word kpeda? Translate the word kpeda. Come on, give me a translation. Kpeda. Anybody?
Objection.
Objection. Okay, objects. That's the best I can do. We say in Yiddish, he's makbid. Yeah. That's a very good translation. He objects. Yeah. Sha'af ato li'achash in Israpes, he nim eses be'enov, kishazoker shahoyu ba'mumin. Now she's been cured. But if he remembers that she had mumin at the time of the marriage, ugh. He can't live with it. Every man has things in his head. Aval nidarim lekakpeda hol va'orkol amafreya. Doesn't bother me because it was from the very moment that we were married, there never was a neder because the kochachem knocked it out retroactively. It's all in the heads. It's all psychological mind games over here. Aval ilo havi orkoluhu elakmikana lahabo. Had the din been that a chacham is only okay mikan alabo, havinamik peidas onesh shahoya oleo mishas aneder achas atora, and he'd be makbid on it. She was in a punishable state after, on his watch, after he put the ring on her finger. Period. Says Tosfos. V'davka holcha etzel chacham v'itira kodem yediyas habal. The case, she went to the Chacham to mount the neder before the husband found out about the original neder. Abali acha yediyas habal lo mahani luhu heter. It wouldn't help. How does Tosfos know? Kedikotani b'mas nisin nimtzu oleha nedorim eina mekudeshes. Because it was found out by the husband before she had a chance to be matir. Lo maflik bein b'nei heter lelav b'nei heter. What's the reason for this? The Tama, Shabbanas came to Kacha. Shem lo year to live out like Kiddush Machas Nedarim, she Kiddush Kayom. All depends on his Kapeta. Vehecha the Yod, I called him Shehutru. Her Miyad wrote to Shiyum of Utolin. The Shem lo year lament him. He finds out he got a fit. Marriage is off. Aval Hecha the Hutru called him Yudiyaso. Holo wrote to live out in the Nedarim. She not to Shem Kapeta, then she got rid of it. Ad kana bosei divrei hatosis.
Would the same thing apply to mum, and this is only by nedarim?
Tosis is talking here about nedarim. Tosis can't suspect the mumim. Any moment she had after you put the ring on her finger, and he thinks about it later on, he can't stand it. It's in his head. She's a nimas and slow till 120 years.
He even can't. Even if
her
rofe
is
maralta.
Even
if her rofe is maralta. What if?
Can I get into the male psyche? The way Tosis analyzes it? No. But that's what Tosis is saying. Yeah.
Doesn't this make it sound like it's subjective? What if somebody can do that? Like, doesn't seem like it's an impossibility.
Right. You're right. 100% right.
And what if the opposite is true? What if you can't get out of your head that this person lied to you about the new dog?
You'll have to try to talk about that also. Rabosai, why is there a difference between the man's head and the woman's head? In the case in which, Rabosai, the mum existed at the moment of Kiddushin, was eliminated shortly thereafter, before he even found out about it, or she found out about it. What's the difference between a man and a woman? So the Shita Mekubetzes talks about it a little bit. Easy to go right back where we came from. Shita Mekubetzes, Rabosai, on our daf. The last one we saw was a daf ayin beis amid beis. This is ayin dalet amid beis. Watch this. Vida. Everyone, watch this. Vida. The perek dalet in the Dorah. Have a look inside, please. Perek Dalad in the Dorah. It's a fight the postman b'charat or not. So Rashi explains. Ain't postman b'charat. Shein chocham rashoy leftoach v'lo melon adad adad adachi. El hanodu yischart. Tchil av yiftach. You have to come first to the chocham, not the other way around. But the Ran and the Rosh have a different shot. And according to the Ran and the Rosh, on this Yashem, Mashakosav Rashi Yocha. Rashi's Lashitaso, here in Ksuba, as in the Dharm. What does it mean? Mashomer Akocha Mutalach, Enoch goes there, Shea Mutter. The Imkain and Hashtavi Osir. Fahari Hoyol in the Dharm. Elamarala Shumutta Meelov. Uposech Labidvar, which is Tisharet. Umarlo kilo en kaneder me kara klal. V'yomalo shadada yichat shena echad amanash enu le nedarim v'yul le nedarim lo kod nadra. V'yomeres kain. Okay, it kamish lo yul nedarim b'shas kiddushin, as opposed to a rofe. Far. Go a little bit further. Watch this. Ish makbir al isha shiboda arusasa lo yeh b'amum. Only one direction. So therefore, when he said, watch this, Ki Yomala B'Shas HaKidushin, look at the words, Amanas Shelo Yiyu Bamum, Hachikama, Shelo Yiyu Bamum Afilu Bahishaita, Afogav Da Shelo Yisraena Tisrape, doesn't help. The man's words we interpret this way, Abel Isha Hamasno Al Ish, Amanas Shelo Yiyu Bamum, Umekacha Menashein Ala Mumin Hainalomar Shlo Yiel Ala Mumin Bishos Knisa Deb Erisin Kolosh Lo Kinsa Ena makperes imiya ba'mum rak kusha yiso ena. Why? Why? Why should this be so? It's along the lines of Tosis, but why? I'll give you my theory. Give you my theory? My theory goes as follows. Take a look at both sides. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Ava Mumin Gedolin Kofan Oso Lahotzi. Haven't seen it? Gabe Ish Leka Lemeima Dinichstachpo Sodeu Sode Shalisha. The Ish Eno Sode Shalishto. As I explained back there. Unbelievable word. There's a famous expression, Nichstachpo, those of everyone who took us the first parak knows. His field was inundated. It means his wife was somehow damaged. Says Tosa Chiddush, the woman is considered so-called the son of the husband, not vice versa. That could be the pshat. In practical terms, Rabosai, a woman is only a woman after Nisum, when they're living together. When she's still in her father's house, who cares? Ah, but if she has the mum, he cares. You know why? Because his wife, who's only so far, as we call it in today's language, betrothed to him. It's a modern word for heiress, whatever it is. Okay? Betrothed to him. But they're not living together. She's still in the father's house. He considers her to be his quote-unquote sada. And if his quote-unquote sada has a mum, he can't handle it. He can't handle it the rest of his life. But if he had a mum, and was healed in the interim, so she's not considered. He's not considered to be her soda. So says Tosfos. Okay, I won't get into the political correctness of that or not, but that's what it says. Oh. However, before we go any further, Rabbi Osai.
Very shallow.
Okay.
In one once, you can't get over it the rest of your life.
Now, apparently, like, Baruch Hashem, we think that the men in this room are more tolerant than that. But I'm just seeing what it says over here. And I'm reading Tosfos. Not more than that. Let's turn to the rush, Rabbi Osai. The rush. Simon Yud Gimel. We're trying to go slowly because it's a important sugya and we want to get the sodas correct. Rosh Perek Zion Simon Yud Gimel. What does it say? Along the lines of Tosfos. In my edition, it's page Mem Ches, reading from wide line 2 and column 2. Those who have the old Gemara, so see it. Simon Yud Gimel, the first few lines. Ein lefarish tadafka b'lishta talya milsa. Holvein amarapa l'mekana labo. Freyu kisha manashem b'mumin v'hoyu b'mumin. No, can't be. Tosis kashim. Tim kain olach ha'bale tala rofim ripo lo tebe kudeshes. May I time him. Which is not true. I'm not fine, hey? Ele b'kpeides ha'mumin talya. Shigamata le'achashin esrapa hi v'dim eses olok shezoka shohoyu b'mumin. Achashin eskachalo. Avol Bay, if he had a mum, lekak peda. Why? Gives a reason. What's the reason? Itza b'choldu nichala. Not my reason of the staff of Sadeib. You think I'm politically incorrect? What about him? Itza b'choldu nichala. Notice though that even if you'll say that, it's only with respect to a mum which was healed, not a mum which remains. Shin, the Korban Asana, I ask you to see it. Rabba Svirle Gamkein, the Isha Lo Makperes Al Yofi Shalish, the Nisha Al Yofi. Rabba agrees with Rabba's Yisod of Tav Lemesim, Tandem of the Mesim Amel. Rabba agrees with Rabba. As far as Yofi. Abel the Inyan Lo Ichbas Lo Lemitze Bekrov Osav, Lo Svirle Haksvara. Why did Rabbi not give Rabbi's Teres and Nine Hamad Aleph? Because we think it's ridiculous. Who cares about relatives? You might have somebody else. But Rabbi agrees with Rabbi in principle when it comes to the of intrinsic nature, namely beauty. When it comes to beauty, I'm going to be now politically correct. The distinction between man and woman is not Sodeyu, and it's not Tav LeMesav. It's very simple. Looks matter more in a woman than in a man. And both say, thank God every day for that. Next time you look in the mirror. Thank you, Baruch Shalom. Looks are more important for a woman than for a man. And therefore, he quotes, Ein Ish Ela Liyofi. So therefore, if he thinks about her mum that she had, even though it's the doctor, can I give an example? What's it called today? Cosmetic surgery. She had some kind of pimple, I don't know what. And the doctor got rid of it. In his head, he still thinks of with that pimple in her face. Never kicking out of his mind. Because for he has to marry the Hollywood beauty, the cover girl face. Man, that's what he's dreaming about his whole life. As yesterday's dimyon, Mr. Bosa. It's a dimyon. Don't even think about it for a second. Don't even imagine it. Okay. Bully. Rabosa. So he can't get it out of his head. She marries him. He had a pimple. He went to the doctor. The doctor got rid of it. She's all right. Because his looks, I mean, if he's ugly, he's ugly. One thing. He's not, he's handsome. He was not so handsome, he had a pimple. Get rid of it. Now, is it really true in each other, Yofi? Sounds pretty,
crass?
Huh?
Crass?
Crass. I was going to use a different word, but okay, thank you for using yours. There's a Gemara, Balsam, and Septic Subis, Nun, Tes, Amit Beis. Nun, Tes, Amit Beis. The Mishnah says, Eilu, Malacha, Sheisha, Osolabala, Tochenes. Tochenes? Tochenes? That's a man's work. The ever see a mill? To be as Tarzan to move a mill. It's hard to move a mill. Let's have a water mill, a windmill. If you're turning the mill, you have to have muscles to move a mill. It's not a job for a good Jewish wife. Matchenes. She puts the grain in the hopper and she gets the flour on the way out. And the man, strong man, he turns the mill around. Remember Osai? This was done in the olden days. He bore Sema. Berechaya the yada. Berechayim shliyad. The previous mill was a water mill. So the water does it. So no one has to do it. I saw water. I took my kids on a Chalamoy trip on Sukkot. We went to somewhere near Tarrytown. It was one of those Revolutionary War reconstructions there. It was a water mill. We saw the whole thing. Yeah? So the first one is, I was too dramatic. I was talking about a man that did it. It was a water mill. Now, no, it could be a hand mill. She does it herself. Here's the Gemara. And Isha Leliofi. This is an aside. Tainus, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. Now, you don't pass in this way. Why? We pass in Tochenes. The mission is against Rabbi Chiya. We don't follow Rabbi Chiya. Now, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Osai, is an amazing Gemara. I mean, since it's quoted from Tainus, let's see it inside. Rabbi Osai, whoever's still single, should keep very, very, very much in mind this Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Very much in mind. Don't forget this Gemara ever. Says Gemara like this, on Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Oh. So it says like this, turn around bottom. This is the last Gemara in Tainus. Yafios Shebehen Mayomos. The pretty girls, all they say, Tznu Enechem Liyofi. Sheinisha Liyofi. Always accentuate the positive, Rabbi Osai. She's a beautiful girl. Look at me, I'm beautiful. Ein ish aliyofi. Miuchosos shebehen ma'omas. So when echel a mishpacha, shein ish al lebanim. Hey, you want to have good kids? I'm from a prominent family. Michuaros shebehen ma'omas. They had no family, no looks. Chu mikachem l'shem shemayim. Uvavashet tatruna bezuvim. But get us guys jewelry, you will look okay.
That guarantees good kids.
Huh?
That's from a good family, that guarantees.
No, not guarantees anything.
But it's more likely.
It's more likely. Good genes. How do we pass in the shiloh? both sides. I'm going to show you now the very first Vilna Gaon in Eben HaEzer. Aleph, Aleph. Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer begins with the following line. Literally the opening line. The opening line in Eben HaEzer. Aleph, Aleph. Look what it says. Chayev kol Adam lisa isha kidei lifros velirbos. What does that mean? Says the Vilna Gaon. You know what it means? It means we paskin in isha liba. Look what it says. Quotes the Gemara. Kidei shakavanos yilib shilbonin. Self tainus tana rabbanon yafiyafios vachetatruni vatzalova b'tachshitin ki yofio isha kwanted machoras lefiat tachshitin. It says in Megillah, ish tachshitin ksubas nun tes. We saw those are the three things in the brayse. Avla tana de masnisin in tainus said only one tenenecha b'mishpacha v'ushein isha lebanim. Why? Look what the Gaon says. The first Gaon. Sheker Achein. Every single boy should pay careful attention. Hu atakshitin. Ki chein hu machmas dover acher. Ki moshikosav in Esther. Rabbos is Rosh Chodesh Adar. Esther Yerak Rokas. V'chule. Shet nemavati Esther knows his chein. Bene koroel. She had charm. It was another way to make herself pretty with makeup, with jewelry, with charm. Not intrinsic beauty. Vehevel ayof, what's yofi mean? Intrinsic beauty. They're both, one's sheker. It really is sheker, it's not intrinsic. It's a fake. Makeup is a fake. Jewelry is a fake. Charm is a fake. She's making herself look pretty. It's called sheker. Yofi is intrinsic, can't call it sheker, it's true. This girl is gorgeous. No makeup. Nothing. Zero. No jewelry. Beautiful. Still have it. Still nothingness. Yeah, that's not bad. I have a beautiful wife, okay? But you know, it's not so. It's beauty by itself has no meaning. How's the pasuk end? Isha? Come on, you say it every Shabbos. Sheker achei hevel ayofi. Isha what? Yiras Hashem. Hitis halal. The quote from the Vilna Gaon. Hitis halal. Once she has Yiras Hashem, then he tesala only in Yiras Hashem. Tesala b'chein v'yofi also. I like that for a vart, grow. Once she has Yiras Hashem, she's also beautiful, that's a bonus. And you can say she's beautiful. You better tell her she's beautiful. You better tell her that. Or you'll be in big trouble. Big trouble. Hopefully it's even true. Says the Vilna Gaon, I can't show it to you here on the screen. The Sefer Birchas Eliyahu, which we've seen a few times by Rabbi Rakova, has a footnote on this first Gra. It's all in the Birchas Gra. Amazing pshat in the Rashi. Since it's Thursday, we're supposed to look Chumash and Rashi. Is there Chumash Rashi in this room? On top? There's a very famous Rashi, which everybody makes fun of in the elementary school. Everyone makes fun. Never makes fun. Don't make fun of Rabbi Sa'id. Says the Halakha Torah. Hine no yodati ki isha yafas maraot. Gracious yud beis yud alf. Zokt Rashi. Midrash Agoda. Ad achshav lo hikibo. Mitoch snil sheminei b'shneem. V'achshav hikibo ayadei maisa. People say Avram Avinu never looked at his wife, didn't know she was beautiful. Everyone starts to snicker. Come on, what are you putting me on? What are you, man? What are you kidding me? Says the Vilna Gaon, Avram Avinu knew from day one that Sarah was the most beautiful woman in the whole wide world. So before she Gemara, call Anoshim Kekof Eitel Sarah. Most beautiful woman in the world. Maybe Chava was more beautiful. So that's a Kov. It's a Sugya, it's a Gemara. You know that Gemara? It's an expression of Kov. It's not a politically correct term to use these days. It means that she, but only one thing Avraham Avinu didn't know, because of the Tznius Beinayim. Is this beauty intrinsic? Or maybe not. There are some women who will not be caught dead without their makeup, their jewelry, their lipstick, their, I don't know, their eyeshadow, their, I don't know what the world these things are. So he wasn't 100% sure. So is always beautiful. Maybe it's only because she's making herself beautiful. How so? Whatever tricks she has. There were plenty of tricks in antiquity to make yourself beautiful. But you know what happened now? She's passing in front of Paro or Russia. Chazal say she hid in the box against a Maisa. Obviously, it would be in Sarah's best interest now to be as ugly as possible. To be as ugly as possible. So Paro shouldn't look at her. And presumably, she tried her best to be as ugly as possible. And they're coming to the border control. Right? You know, border control, your passport, and then it. Stand the passport, and he looks at her and he says, oy vey, she's beautiful. Paro's going to take her. Better say you're my sister. She tried her best. She got rid of every bit of chain, every bit of jewelry, every bit of makeup, she got rid of everything. And then, but she's still beautiful. That's Pshat of the Golden Gaon. He didn't know that Isha Yifas Marat until I thought about him in chain. He knew she was the most beautiful woman on earth. He thought that maybe it's just she makes herself beautiful. Now she tried to make herself ugly, didn't work. That's the Gaon's pshat in this Rashi. Oh, when your kid asks you next time, when you put the Pasha's Lech Lecha, come on, daddy. Come on, you have to look at his wife. Remember the Vilna Gaon's pshat. Quoted in Birchas Eliyahu, page 1, footnote 1 probably, and the Gra Aleph Aleph. Everyone with me so far? Right. That's the Kovin Asana means. Kovin Asana means beauty is more important for a woman than for a man. Nothing to do with Sade, nothing to do with Tavla Mesa. Different. Looks means more. A man looking at his wife and vice versa. Fine. Comes in the Darin. We saw a toast in the rush. But now, our last Marabaka for today is the Ran. The Ran is still the first group of Mara Makomis from Bosai. The Ran, it's either page Lamed Hay or page Kuf. Everyone turn at Bosai. Avil B. Rishalmi. In our edition, it's a new paragraph. In the old edition, it's not. Before, it's right over here. Go where it says the word Tana and go up a few lines. Avil B. Rishalmi, Nira Behepech. Fine. Is Tanai Tane Muteras Dinose below get? Look, she had the Dorim. She can marry someone else out of get because he married the condition that there are no Nidorim and there were Nidorim. Is Tane Tana Asura Dinose below get? Why? Ma Dama Muteras Dinose below get. Shimitov Shiyodash Im Telech Etzel Chokham. Fumateris Nidra, Yubanem Amzerim, Vi Eina Holechas Tafum Kemu Teras Nazbel Get. She crazy? Just imagine. She married Reuven on the condition that she has no woman, she has woman. And the Dharm, she has the Dharm. Then she marries Shimon. Now she'll go to the Chocham and get rid of the Dharm. You crazy? You make yourself into an adulteress and you kiss Amzerim. She's crazy, she's not. Not the worst going to happen. Umadam Asur Linose below Get. Shem Telech Etzel Chocham V'Tatir Es Nidra V'Kiddushin Chal Alam Afreyam Nimsu Bonea 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 Mamzeris L'Fukein Asur Linosim Loged Atkan. Wow. V'Yaf Al Gav De Mashmer De Kaimlon Kamandoma De Muteres Linosim Loged T'lo Chashin En Shem V'Tekal Galatzo K'Nemuchu V'Perek Amagorash Kitnaf Pei Gimel D'Amrino Nihochi Kol Tnoi De Yalmol O Tintziv Dilmol O Mukmas Tnoi V'Nimsu Get Botel Bonea Mamzerim. Yeah, Afal Pikein Lamadam and Irishalmi Shemhoch Etzel Chocham V'Tira Chashenisus to the second guy Shechoshishin Lo Shafal Pish Efter Shigmar Seinu Enes Overes Kain And the Devarat Torah says Shikasavti Afal Pikein Tzorach Lachosh the Dovar. We have to worry about the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is against Posh, against the Bavli. Rabosai, it's a major problem. It's obvious that Tos and the Rosh can't hold for this Yerushalmi, right? Problem is, the Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi. Turn to the Rosh, Siman Yud Gimel, we quote the Yerushalmi. At the very end, Siman Yud Gimel. Yerushalmi, in our edition, the last five lines in column 2 on page Memches, till the end, quotes Yerushalmi verbatim. How in heaven's name can this Yerushalmi fit with what the Rosh said before? Tosfos said, Rabosai, that if he finds out about it, and then there's a Hataras Nadarim, not Mekudeshes. We saw the Tosfos, the Rosh is the same thing. Let's see in the Rosh. Let's see in the Rosh, Rabosai. Let's see in the Rosh. Let's look inside. Abel Ilo. What does it say? V'yei Shlomar, about 8 lines up in the Rosh in this edition. Those are the old ones. Take the tuff of the Korban HaSana and go down 2 lines. V'yei Shlomar, Todar Mina Dehocha Mekudesh Es Hainu Kishahutar HaNeder Kodem Yediyas HaBaal. The Tosa said, V'kevin Shlonod Alo Eno Makbara Mashahoyo Aleo. Past tense. Avol Hecha Denod Alo B'tchila Miyad Shenod Alo Rotsa Shiz Bata V'kidushin Tosas said the same thing. The Rosh quotes it verbatim. How is this reconciled with the Yerushalmi? Rabosai, what did the Yerushalmi say? Let's read the Yerushalmi again. Yerushalmi. Some say she can marry without a get. Some say not. What are you worried about? She's going to go to the Chacham. Who cares she's going to go to the Chacham? She goes to the Chacham after the husband knows about it. The first marriage is no good. And obviously we should say the first husband knows about it. How else does she marry a second husband? just imagine this case. Rachel marries Reuven. He says, I'll marry Nodadarim. Fine, Nodadarim. Then Reuven knows about Nodadarim. Next thing he knows, he sees a wedding invitation. Rachel's marrying Shimon. And it's from yesterday. They got married last night. They'll go crazy! She's my wife! So therefore, the assumption of the Achronim is, obviously, when before Rachel married Shimon, Reuven knew about her Nedarim. So according to what the Rosh says, Reuven knew about the Nedarim, even if it's Hatorah later on, the first marriage is no marriage, what about Mamma Zerim for? Gevaldik Akasha. A Gevaldik Akasha. Rabosai, I believe the answer to this kasha is found in the Beis Shmuel that I added to the Maamar Kamos. Simen Lamates, Sivkot and Dalet. So we'll stop here because we're out of time. And on Sunday, we will continue B'siyat and Shemaya. So far, Sunday, she is regular time. So far, I don't plan to have any changes so far. And we'll start with this Beis Shmuel, which is not in the Maamar Kamos. We'll go on to the other Makoros, which we haven't seen yet, B'siyat and Shemaya.